Omagyana timarandasya gyananjana shalakaya chaksur militanyena tasmai shri gurave namaha shri chaitanya manobhistam stapitam yena bhutale swayam rupa kadamayam dadati swapadantikam Vanchakaupatarubhyascha kripa sindhu bhayevacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavibhyo namo namaha namaom vishnu padaya krishna prishtaya bhutale shrimati bhakti vedanta swami niti namane namaste Sarasati Devi Kauravani Precharine Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desatarine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So we're recounting the life of the great devotee Jadbharat.
我们在叙述伟大的奉献者 Jadbharat的生活
Previously, Lord Rishabhdev had 100 sons and the eldest, the greatest of his 100 sons was a personality called Bharat who became Bharat Maharaj and who ruled the world.
在以前, 主 Rishabhdev 生了100个儿子 其中长子是伟大的了不起的人物，他后来成为了巴拉特马哈拉，统治了整个世界。So
Bharat Maharaj, after ruling the world for some time, he renounced the world and had retired to the Himalayas alone.
巴拉特马哈拉统治世界一段时间。 之后就弃绝了，他就独自一人去了喜马拉雅山。
And he was living in the Himalayas beside the banks of a river, holy river, Ganduki, where the Shalagram Shilas are found.
他居住在圣河，甘杜基河岸边。 在这条圣河当中可以找到Shalagram Shila.
So it happened that he saved the life of a young deer and he became attached to the deer. And because of his attachment to the deer, next life he took birth as a deer.
那结果呢,他救起了一只小鹿,他变得依附了这头小鹿,所以在来世, 他便投生于一头鹿的身体。
But even though he was in the body of a deer, he was given remembrance of his previous life.
即便他被赐予了一头鹿的躯体, 但是他还能记忆他的前世。
So he very much regretted that he had been so inattentive and careless in his spiritual practice.
他感到非常的后悔，因为他的灵修很不专注，而且也不是很仔细、小心谨慎的。So,
he after a short time in the deer body, and the deers they don't live very long life. They give up that body. The next life, he took birth in a Brahmana's family.
因为鹿的寿命不是很长，所以在很短的时间内，他便放弃了这头鹿的躯体， 下一世他投生在一位 Brahmana 的家庭。
So he was very careful because he could remember his previous births. He was very careful not to become entangled in material affairs.
他非常小心，他还能记得他的前世，他很仔细，不让自己卷入到物质的事物当中。
And he pretended to be a foolish person with no proper intelligence.
他假装自己是个愚人，没有恰当的智性。
There's no power. I'm going through, you know, I need to recharge my computer. There's no power. What am I going to do? Anyway, I don't know. I'll use my phone probably. If the electricity doesn't come back in a minute, I'm going to be in difficulty.
Okay, I understand.
Okay, so Jadbarat, he managed to get away from the home because the family thought he's very stupid. They didn't care about him. So he went off to wander around.
Jadbarat 就设法离开了家，因为他的家人认为他很愚蠢，也所以也不照顾他。Jadbarat 便在四处的漫游。
But by the will of nature, by the will of destiny, it happened that he was recruited by one king who needed someone to help carry his palanquin. He was short of one palanquin carrier. And they saw Jadbarat, who had a strong body, and they thought he would be good to carry the palanquin.
由于命运的安排，有一个国王，他正好缺一个抬轿子的轿夫，所以就雇佣了 Jadbarat 来抬轿子。因为 Jadbarat 呢，他身躯非常的强壮有力。
So Jadbarat was carrying the palanquin, but he was very careful not to step on any insects when he walked. And this created a lot of difficulty for the other people who were carrying the palanquin.
Jadbarat 呢，他抬轿子的时候非常小心翼翼的，不踩到任何的昆虫身上，所以别的轿夫呢就很难跟他一起来抬轿子。
And the king who was being carried in the palanquin got very upset, and he began to chastise Jadbarat and threatened to beat him.
坐在轿子里的国王感到非常的内心，感到很生气，他便开始斥责 Jadbarat, 并且威胁要鞭打他。
So it happened that Jadbarat then began to speak knowledge on the highest level of self-realization, and he pointed out so many errors in the king, faults in the king, in his words and his behavior.
Jadbarat.于是便开始在最高的自我觉悟的层面上开始讲述知识，并且指出了国王的言语和行为的许多错误。
Jadbarat pointed out to the king that actually you're not really the king, that I'm not really your servant, that we're all souls living in these different bodies.
Jad Bharat 就指出来，实际上你不是国王，我也不是仆人，我们都是居住在这个躯体当中的永恒的灵魂。
So, when the king heard these words from Jad Bharat, then he could understand Jad Bharat was not the person who he thought he was, because the king thought Jad Bharat was just some sudra, some laborer, some working, ordinary, low-class, uneducated person.
听完 Jad Bharat 这番话之后呢，国王便意识到了，Jad Bharat 并不是他心目中的那个 sudra, 低阶层的没有受过教育的工人，劳工阶层的人。
But after Jad Bharat had spoken, then the king understood he was really a very enlightened person.
Jad Bharat 开口讲话之后，国王便意识到了，实际上他是一个已经开悟了的人了。
And the king understood he'd made a great offense against a great devotee.
国王也意识到自己对一个伟大的奉献者做了冒犯。
So the king became very worried that, oh, I've made a great offense to a great devotee. It will be very bad for my spiritual life.
国王就感到惴惴不安，忐忑不安。我对一个伟大奉献者做了冒犯，这对我的灵修非常的糟糕。
So he fell at the feet of Jad Bharat and he begged forgiveness.
他便拜倒在 Jad Bharat 的足下，恳求宽恕。
And he also began to question Jad Bharat about some of the things which Jad Bharat had said to him.
之后，他国王就向 Jad Bharat 询问。Jad Bharat 之前对他所说的那些话是什么含义？
Jad Bharat had spoken, he'd spoken about things on a very high platform of of spiritual realization, and it was very difficult for the king to understand.
Jad Bharat 是站在一个很高的，已经灵性觉悟了的层面讲话。所以国王就觉得很难理解。
Just like when, you know, when we're new devotees, when we first hear people speak from scriptures, we also find it very difficult to understand.
就像当我们是新奉献者的时候，当我们听到别人讲经典的时候，我们觉得很难懂。
We're not born in the culture.So it's difficult for us to understand.
因为我们并没有诞生在这个文化氛围当中，所以就觉得很难理解。Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Guru 掉线了。
刚才妈妈说，她说她的电脑没有电，她是可能到时候要用手机。
哦，我看啊，Guru好像。Hare Krishna. Good day.
Hare Krishna.
好的，连上了。
我没有电。Hare Krishna.
好的，可以听到。
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, okay, okay, Maharaj. Can hear you.
All right. Okay, so Jadbarat, Maharaj Rahugan was asking, you know, Maharaj Rahugan was actually interested in spiritual knowledge, because at the time he was going in the palanquin, he was going to visit Kapila Muni's ashram at Gangasagar.
Rahugan国王呢，实际上对灵性知识是很感兴趣的。他当时呢，乘坐轿子，正准备去刚刚萨格尔的卡皮勒的阿舍。
So him meeting Jadbarat was, you know, it was really the arrangement of Krishna that he could get this good fortune to meet such an advanced devotee.
他在途中偶遇 Jadbarat 是 Krishna 的安排，使他能有这样的好运，能运气能遇到像 Jadbarat 这样的人物。So
he asked Maharaj Rahugan asked Jadbarat if he could explain the words which he'd been speaking, because the things he'd been speaking, the arguments. The arguments which Jadbarat was presenting were very difficult for Maharaj Rahugan to understand.
国王便请求 Jadbarat 来解释他所说的话语，因为Jadbarat 所提出的论点，国王觉得很难理解。So
Jadbarat, when asked to explain, he explained to the king, he said, The problem with you is you're still thinking on the platform of the body. You're still thinking you are the body and you're listening to your mind.
Jadbarat 就向国王指出，实际上，你的问题就在于你是站在一个躯体的角度上在思考。 你认为自己是这具躯体，而且你在聆听自己的心意。
Yeah. And Jadbarat told him, he said, you have to learn to not to listen to your mind. You have to learn to neglect your mind.
Jadbarat 说，你应该学习不要听自己心意讲话，要忽视你的心意。
If you listen to your mind, your mind will take control of you, and you'll just be only doing whatever your mind tells you, and you won't be acting for your real spiritual welfare.
如果你要是聆听自己的心意的话，你的心意就会完全控制住你，你的心意会告诉你做这件事那件事。 这些都对你真正的灵性上没有什么好处。
Yeah, it will make it very difficult for you to surrender to the Supreme Lord if you're the servant of your mind and senses.
如果你是你的心意和感官的仆人，你就很难向至尊主臣服。
So then, Maharaj Rahugan, he still wants to hear from Jadbarat, because some of the things he wants to understand deeper, and Jadbarat hadn't really explained it to him yet.
现在呢，Rahugan国王就想聆听 Jadbarat, 因为有一些论点。
So he understood more about the identity of Jadbarat. He saw, you know, he saw he was wearing a Brahmana thread. So he understood he must be from some kind of Brahmana family.
他对 Jadbarat 的身份呢略知一二，因为他看见 Jadbarat 佩戴着圣线，所以他便 断定他是出生在 Brahmana 之家。
And he
asked Jadbharat, he said, I know I've been offensive to you. I want you to, you know, please forgive me for my harsh words. I spoke very impolite to you.
国王就首先跟 Jadbharat 说我对你做了冒犯而且我向你所说的话语非常的尖酸刻薄恳求 Jadbharat 的原谅。
Because of my bodily condition, I'm very contaminated, I'm very proud.
因为我受躯体的限制所以 我是深受污染而且非常骄傲。
So it's a very bad disease to have. It makes me very attached to my bodily condition.
所以这是我的一个很严重的疾病。我非常依附我躯体的状况。
So I know I'm suffering. I'm like a person suffering from a fever.This fever of material life, and I'm appealing to you to help me to put out that fever by giving me transcendental knowledge.
我现在就想，好像是一个发了高烧的人，由于物质的生活，我就发了高烧。我现在恳求你把我这个高烧退去，给我灵性的知识。
Mm-hmm. He said, I have some doubts about some things, and I'll ask you about them later. But for the now electricity has come. For the time being, these mysterious yoga instructions which you have given me appear.Very difficult to understand.
我有一些疑惑，但是这些疑惑我会在稍后向你提出来。你给我的玄秘的瑜伽的教导，看似很难理解。
So, I want you to tell me.To give me these same instructions, but put them in a simple manner so that I can understand them.
我现在希望你给我同样的教导，但是以一种简单的方式来教导我，好让我能够理解。
I want you to know I'm sincere. I really want to understand what you're teaching me.
我希望你知道我是真心诚意的我是真心的希望你能够给我教导
Just a minute, let me go back to the computer
Yes, Mara
Hare Krishna
Hare Krishna
Right, okay, we're good. Okay, so Jadbharat is Maharaj Rahugan is asking Jadbharat that you please, you know, help me understand this knowledge. I want to be your student, you know, I want you to teach me.
Mara Rahugan 告诉 Jadbharat 请你帮助我理解这门知识我想要做你的学生请你给我教导
But I want to understand it clearly I don't want to have any confusion about what you're teaching me I want you to teach it so that I can understand it
但是我希望你清晰明了地教导我好让我能够对此能够理解。
This is an important point, you know. You get many, many different kinds of spiritual teachers, and they often come and they teach something, but they teach it in a language that
nobody can understand what they're talking about.
这一点呢，实际上是非常重要的。有各种各样的有灵性老师，他们来给予各种各样的教导，但是他们的语言人们很难理解。
So it's important that the spiritual master has to be able to present it in words which are understandable by the audience.
所以灵性老师他要以听众能够理解的方式呈现知识，这一点很重要。
And this is one of Srila Prabhupada's very special achievements, that he could present the highest knowledge, the knowledge of books like Srimad Bhagavatam, in a language in which ordinary people can understand.
这就是 Srila Prabhupada 的成就，他能够把像圣典薄伽瓦坛这样最高的最崇高的知识以普通人能够理解的语言和方式来呈现。
The Srimad Bhagavatam is the cream of all of the Vedas, the ripened fruit of the Vedas.
圣典薄伽瓦坛是所有伟大经的奶油，是伟达经这棵树上的成熟的果实。
It's meant to be studied by the people who are firmly situated in the mode of goodness.
只有那些坚稳处于善良形态中的人才能理解圣地不加瓦坛。
But Srila Prabhupada so kindly translated it into a language in which we can also try to understand it.
但是学了 Prabhupada 他以一种我们能够理解的方式翻译了圣典薄伽瓦坛。
What to speak of Srimad Bhagavatam, even Bhagavad Gita, there are many editions of Bhagavad Gita which are very, very difficult to try to understand.
不用说圣典薄伽瓦坛了，就连薄伽梵歌也有各种各样的许多的版本，这些版本都非常非常难理解。
I had first contacted the Bhagavad Gita when I was studying at college, and there was a course on the Bhagavad Gita, and when I read the text, I really didn't understand anything what it was about.
当我在上大学的时候呢，就有一门课程是教授的薄伽梵歌，这个语言是很难理解的。
But Srila Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita is very approachable. It is not so difficult to understand.
可是 Srila Prabhupada 的薄伽梵歌的版本是普通人都很容易能够接纳的，并不难理解。
Of course, we have to hear it. We have to, and it's recommended one should hear three times.
当然了，我们要聆听，建议给出的建议是我们要聆听三遍。
This is mentioned in Brahma Samhita. It said that Lord Brahma, to understand the Vedic knowledge, he heard it three times.
就在 Brahma Samhita 当中呢，就说主 Brahma 聆听伟达知识，聆听了三次。
So we're also encouraged, you know, when we read Prabhupada's books, you read a purport, don't just read it one time, but read it three times and get the full depth, the full meaning of it.
所以我们鼓励，奉献者要读释迦牟尼佛的要旨，读三遍。这样才能对这个要旨有一个完全的理解。
So Maharaj Rahugan is asking Jad Bharat about something which he had said, because Jad Bharat had said, he said actually, when we feel tired or we feel fatigue from carrying the palanquin, He said, actually, there is no real fatigue. We only imagine fatigue.
拉胡干国王就对扎达巴拉特所说的一番话又提出了询问。扎达巴拉特说，当抬轿子的时候所感受到的疲劳，实际上并不是真正的感受到了这个疲劳，只是想象中的疲劳。
But Maharaj Rahugan, he says actually, this seems just to be a formality. It's just like something you're saying like that, but actually, tiredness is going to be there.
但是 Rahugan 国王就说，这是一个 formality。
Yeah, formality. Formality. It's a ritual, something we do.
Okay. 然后跟国王就说，这看似一个仪式。
But Maharaj Rahugan said, I want to understand this in terms of the absolute truth. So my mind is a little disturbed by this. I want you to clarify it.
我希望以绝对真理的角度来理解这一点。我现在感到困惑，希望你能澄清我的困惑。
Yeah. Maharaj Rahugan, he's not interested in understanding on the bodily platform. He wants to understand it in terms of the absolute truth.
Maharaj Rahugan, 他可不希望是以一种躯体的层面上来对这件事情加以理解，他希望是一种以绝对真理的层，在绝对真理的层面上理解这个论点。
So knowledge of the absolute truth is different from an understanding of bodily, you know, the pain and pleasure in the body. It's very different.
绝对真理的知识是与物质的苦乐截然相不同的。
In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna tells Arjuna about pain and pleasure in the body.
在《薄伽梵歌》当中，主 Krishna 就向 Arjuna 讲述了躯体的苦乐。
Matra sparsha stukanteya sitoshna sukha dukada.Agama payeno nityas tamstatikshasvabharata. O son of Kunti, the non-permanent appearance of happiness and distress are like the appearance and disappearance of winter and summer seasons. They arise from sense perception, and one should not be disturbed by them. One should learn to tolerate them without being disturbed.
这个诗节的翻译过来就是，昆体之子啊，痛苦 和快乐来源于感官的感知，它们就如冬夏季节的交替，短暂不恒。人应该学会容忍，不为所动。
Yeah, in the purport to that verse, Bhagavad Gita, chapter 2, text 14.Prabhupada gives two examples about tolerance. He talks about, first of all, taking bath in the winter time.
在《薄伽梵歌》的第二章十节十四的要旨当中，圣帕帕德就举了两个例子，一个是在冬天沐浴。
Yeah. Now in the winter, we know, of course, it's very cold.And to take bath in the winter is not very pleasant, especially if you don't have hot water. You even want to take bath because it's so uncomfortable. But in the summer, the water, the same water, is very pleasing.
所以就是在寒冷的季节， 尤其是没有热水的时候，人根本就不想去沐浴，在冷水当中沐浴，人会感到很不舒适。但是同样的水，在夏季的时候，人就很感到很愉快了。
But of course, devotee supposed to take bath every day.
然而奉献者呢，理应是天天沐浴的。
Yeah. How can we do our puja without taking bath?
不沐浴，我们怎么能去做 puja 呢？
So our first business in the morning, to take bath, and then we do our chanting and worship Krishna.
所以我们清晨早起，第一件事是沐浴，然后念诵，之后崇拜 Krishna.
So then, the other example Prabhupada gives is about cooking. But in the summertime, to go in the kitchen is an austerity because it's so hot, and you have to go in the kitchen and work with a hot stove, hot pots, and everything's bubbling and boiling, and the steam, it's not comfortable, it's no pleasure to cook in the summer.
他怕举的另外一个例子是在炎热的夏季下厨房做饭，那这个是一个苦行，因为厨房里非常的热，而且呢炉子也很热，所以那锅也很热，锅呢就在那里呢冒着蒸汽，有滚烫的，就是这些热水呀，也有火呀，所以在这个季节呢去做饭一点也不是什么令人愉快的事情。
But still, one just should not hesitate to cook, just like the mother or the wife, she has to cook for the family.
但是人不应该犹豫，应该毫不犹豫的去下厨房。有个母亲，还有妻子，他们要为整个全家做饭。
So the same way, devotee he has to learn. We have to learn to tolerate.We have to tolerate happiness and distress, pain and pleasure. Because we want to have spiritual realization.
但是奉献者呢，他应该容忍这些快乐、痛苦、躯体的痛楚，因为他们需要的是希望得到灵性觉悟。
Yeah, and by tolerating these kind of difficulties, we become detached from the body.
通过容忍这所有这一些呢，我们就学习不依附躯体。
So that's a very important step in self-realization, to get detached from the body.
所以这是自我觉悟路途上的非常重要的一步，就学会不依附躯体。
So now Jambarat is going to reply to Maharaj Rahugan's question.
现在 Jambarat 就要对Rahugan 国王的问题一一作答。
And he explains that.Moving on the surface of the earth, there are different people, some called palanquin carriers, you know, like Jadbarat. He was made to become one of the palanquin carriers. So he said there are different living entities moving on the surface of the earth. Some of them are called palanquin carriers.
Jadbarat 就说，就是在这个地球表面上，有不同的人，有一类人呢，就被称为是轿夫，有不同的生物，其中呢，就是抬轿子的，也其中就包括抬轿子的人。
And they have various forms, which are transformations of the earth.Of the earthly material, earth, water, fire, air, that earth. Their transformation of the earth, of the dirt, of the soil.
这些形象呢，种种不同的形象，都是泥土的转型。
And there's other material things which do not move. You know, some things move, but there are other material things which do not move. They're like stones. The gross material object, like a stone, does not move.
还有其他不移动的事物，就是那些粗糙的，比如说像石头这样粗糙的事物。
So Jad Bharat says, the material body is made of some earth and some stone.
So Jad Bharat 呢就说，这个物质躯体呢，只是由土和石头组成的。
Yeah.And we have the stones in the body in the form of the different bones and the different, the knee and the ankle and these different things. They're all like stones.
就在我们的身体当中呢，就有非常坚硬的骨骼，比如像膝盖啊，或是脚踝，就像石头一样。
Jad Bharat said, on the shoulder of the palanquin carrier, we have the man within the palanquin, who is the king. He's riding in the palanquin. And that body of the king, that is also made of earth, just like the people who carry the palanquin.
而在轿夫的肩上呢，是轿子，里面呢坐着国王，这国王的身体呢，也是由同样的土石头组成的，就跟轿夫一样。
So Jad Bharat's telling the king that your body is no different from the people who carry the palanquin. They have a body made of earth, and your body is also made of earth. What's the difference? Why do you think you're the king?
Jad Bharat 就对国王说，你的躯体也是由土组成的，轿夫的躯体也是由土组成的，你为什么觉得自己跟他们不同呢？
So Jad Bharat is explaining to the king that the real living entity is the soul within the body.
Jad Bharat 就对国王解释说，在这个躯体当中的真正的生物是灵魂。
And that soul is a part of Lord Vishnu. Lord Vishnu, he is actually the cause of everything in this world.
而这些生物呢，都是主威士努的所属部分。主威士努是这个世界上万事万物的根源。
And if you understand Lord Vishnu,to be the cause of everything, then you're really in knowledge. That is real knowledge.
倘若你明白了 Vishnu 才是万事万物根源的话，这才是真正的知识。
So Jad Bharat's telling the king that you're not really in knowledge, you're in ignorance, because you're thinking you're the king and these people, we're your servants.
Jad Bharat 就告诉国王，你是没有真正的知识，处在愚昧当中的，因为您认为您是国王，而这些轿夫只是你的仆人而已。
But actually, we're all servants of the Supreme Lord Vishnu.
而事实上，我们全部都是主威士努的仆人。
Of course, Maharaj Rahugan, he was arguing that, yeah, the living entity is within the body. And when the body is tired, the living entity must therefore be suffering.
然后跟国王的这个论点就是生物体居住在躯体当中，当这个躯体感到疲劳的时候，生物体它也是痛苦的。
But it's not like that. Actually, the living entity does not suffer when the body is tired.
但是事实并非如此。当躯体感到疲劳的时候，生物并没有痛苦。
It's just because we identify with the body that we're tired, but we're not the body.
仅仅是由于我们认同于躯体，所以才会疲劳。但事实上呢，我们不是这个躯体。
The Acharya has given an example about a little child, how the little child, the parents may decorate the child with ornaments.They put some necklace on the, around the neck, and they put some things on the bangles, on the wrists, and like that, different ornaments on the body of the child.
Acharya 们呢，就举了一个小孩子的例子。小孩子的父母亲呢，会给这个小孩子带上这个装饰物，比如说像项链，脖子上戴上项链，手腕子上戴上这个手镯。
So the child is just a small child. The body is very soft and delicate, but although they put ornaments on the body of the child doesn't feel tired.
虽然这个小孩子的躯体呢是非常柔嫩，非常的细腻的。但是尽管他身上带着事物，小孩子不会感到疲劳。
And the parents, they don't think, oh, that all these ornaments are giving trouble to the child, we should take them away. No, they think it's nice, decorate the child with ornaments.
父母亲呢，也不会认为，这些事物呢，给我的孩子带来了麻烦，我应该把这些事物摘掉。父母亲会想，这些事物呢，带在孩子身上是非常的精美的。
So in the same way, the pain which we suffer in the material world, and the pleasure which we experience in material world, they have nothing to do with the actual soul.
同样的，我们在物质世界感受到的痛苦，以及在物质世界感受到的快乐，和真正的灵魂没有关系。
It's all in the mind. Just our mind is thinking, I'm suffering. Our mind is thinking, I'm enjoying.
这一切全部就在心意当中，心意在想，我在受苦，心意也在想，我在享乐呢。
But if one is intelligent, he'll understand what is the real cause of everything, who is actually Lord Vishnu.
但是一个有智慧的人，他会明白一切事物的真正原因是谁，那就是 Vishnu.
So the body may be,we may be very poor, we have an economic problem, we're very poor, but doesn't mean that the soul is poor.
由于经济原因呢，这个躯体看上去呢是非常贫困的，但是灵魂它不会贫穷。
The soul is separate from the condition of the body.
灵魂和这个躯体的条件是分开着的。
So Jadbharat continues to tell the king, he said, actually, these people who are carrying your palanquin, because Jadbharat was only one palanquin carrier, there were three other men carrying the palanquin. So Jadbharat said, these people, they're innocent people, and they're carrying your palanquin.And you're not even paying them. So they are certainly suffering because of the way you treat them.
j a 的巴拉德继续对国王说道，因为除了他之外还有另外三个人在抬着轿子。扎德巴拉德就对国王说，这些给你抬轿的人他们是非常无辜的，你甚至都不给他们付给他们钱，因此他们在受苦，就因为你对待他们这种方式，这些人感到很非常受苦。
那Jadbarat tells the king, you've forced us to carry your palanquin. So this shows that you are actually cruel and very unkind.
Jadbarat 对国王说，实际上你是在强迫着我们来为你抬轿子的，这表明你是非常残忍，不仁慈。
But at the same time, you're so foolish.You think that you're protecting the citizens because you're the king and it's your job to protect the citizens and you think you're protecting us.
与此同时，你非常愚蠢，你还认为你在保护着臣民，你在履行着国王的职责，国王的职责就是保护臣民。
So anybody in any knowledge will never appreciate you. They'll understand you to be a rascal, to be a cheater.
任何有知识的人都不会欣赏你的这种所作所为。你实际上是一个无赖、恶棍、一个骗子。
So the king, he was proud of being the king. Maharaj Rahugan, he was proud. He's thinking, I'm the king. He thought he had the right to control people.
这国王呢，实际上内心是非常骄傲的，他认为他是国王，有权利控制别人。
But Jadbarat says, you're just taking advantage of people for your own pleasure.
Jadbarat 就告诉他，你实际上呢，是为了你自己的快乐，在利用别人。
And giving people a lot of trouble just to take care of you.
只是为了让别人来照顾你，你给别人带来了麻烦。
So actually the king is supposed to be the representative of the personality of Godhead.
国王呢，他应该是人格神首的代表。
It's described Naradeva, means God among the human beings. That's the position of the king. He's the Lord.Among human beings.
国王被描述是 Naradeva, 是人类当中的神，是人类当中的主人。
But if the king takes advantage of the people for his sense gratification, then he is a rascal. He's not a real king.
如果国王是为了自己的感官享乐利用别人，他就不是国王，他是一个恶棍。
The king is meant to follow instructions from the brahmanas and from the great sages who give instructions according to the scriptures.
国王是应该去聆听和服从 brahmana 的以及伟大圣哲们的教导。而这些Brahmana和伟大圣哲是按照经典的训谕来给予国王教导和建议的。
The king is not supposed to take the money of the people for his own benefit.
国王他不应当为了他自己的好处从人民手中来收费。
They have to prove their quality as a king.
他们必须要证明自己作为国王的资格。
Just like in India, there's the in Jaipur, there's a famous there's a big palace there. They used to be great king, the king of Jaipur, and he was a great devotee.
在印度的 Jaipur, 那里有 非常富丽堂皇的宫殿，以前呢伟大的国王就居住在这宫殿里。
And when the king's son would take over the king, when he would become the king in place of his father, the king's son, the prince, he had to go into the jungle with just a sword, and he would have to kill a tiger. He wouldn't be able, wasn't allowed a gun. He just had to take a sword, and he had to go in the forest, and he had to kill a tiger with the sword. Then only he would become the king.
当国王的儿子王子继承王位之前呢，他必须去丛林，就手持利剑要杀死一头老虎。嗯，他是不允许来带枪的，他必须得去森林拿着剑去杀死老虎，之后他可以当国王。
They had to prove that they had the strength and that they had the bravery and the good character to be the king.
他们必须要证明他们拥有能够担当国王的勇气、品格和这个躯体上的力量。
But nowadays, of course, we don't have real kings anymore. The government have taken all the property, all the wealth of the kings.
在当今年代，已经没有真正的国王了，就政府已经把国王的所有的财产都没收了。
Actually, it's a good system to have kings, but the kings have to be qualified.
实际上呢，有国王是一个很好的制度，但是国王必须要具备资格。
We often see today politicians, how they take advantage, they take the money of the people.For their own sense gratification.
我们看到，就是当代政治家们，把人民手中的钱拿过来，用来自己感官享乐。
So these are all symptoms of Kali Yuga. As Kali Yuga progresses, the situation will become worse.
这一切都是卡里年代的征兆。就随着卡里年代的进展，情况会越来越糟糕。
They say by the end of the Kali Yuga, there will be no sane person on the planet. Nobody will be able to understand God.
据说在卡里年代末期，就没有一个正常的人，他们就不可能明白神。
And then at the end of Kali Yuga, Lord Krishna will come as Kalki Avatar, and he will kill all the atheistic kings.
在卡利年代之末，主 Krishna 会以 Kalki 的化身降临，杀死所有不信神的国王。
Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that he will come to re-establish Dharma when everything is gone crazy, then he comes to re-establish everything, to make it sane again.
在《薄伽梵歌》当中，主 Krishna 说，当情形变得疯狂的时候，他会重建降临，重建 Dharma, 来使一切变得正常，神志清醒。
And when the government...And the kings don't follow the proper principles, then nature punishes us. And the punishment comes in the form of war and plagues, disease, like the virus which we have now.
当政治家们和国王不履行宗教原则的时候，大自然就会施以惩罚。这些惩罚以战争、瘟疫、疾病，还有像我们现在面临的病毒的形式呈现出来。
So it's the duty of the government to be aware of the goal of life. If they don't know, then they have no duty to rule.
政府的职责是应该明白生命的目标， 如果他们不知道这个生命的目标的话，他们就没有履行恰当的履行职责。
So the king and the father, all the guardians, they're all representing Lord Vishnu. It's Lord Vishnu who gives them responsibility, and they should manage everything on his behalf.
国王、父亲还有监护人都是 Vishnu 的代表，是 Vishnu 给予了他们这些职责，他们应该代表 Vishnu 来管理。
But we see today practically nobody knows this. Everybody is in ignorance, and because everyone's in ignorance, so many problems.
我们看到当今就是人们都是愚昧无知的，因为愚昧无知便产生了这么多的问题。
So on the surface of the planet, living entities, we all have different forms. Some are moving and some are not moving.
在这个星球表面有不同的生命种类，有些移动，有些不移动。
But all of us, we come into existence, we stay for some time, and then we're annihilated again at the end. And the body again goes back to the earth.
我们所有人存在，然后在这个星球上停留一段时间，之后又再次毁灭，这个躯体呢，又重新进入泥土。
Everything is actually growing out of the earth, and everything, when it's annihilated, it goes back to the earth.
一切都是从土壤当中生长出来的，毁灭之后，一切又回归到土壤当中了。
So we are just dust, and we become dust again at the end. So we should understand this.
我们都不过是尘土而已。当毁灭之后，我们又再次归于尘土。我们应该明白这一点。
Of course, that cause everything is a mixture of matter and spirit, but the cause of everything is Krishna.
当然，一切都是物质和灵性二者的混合。但是根源是 Krishna.
Everything is a transformation of the energy of Krishna.
一切是 Krishna 能量的转型。
But people are all an illusion. We cannot understand. We cannot appreciate that God is not different from the material world.
人们处在幻象当中，他们无法明白，也无法欣赏，神跟物质世界没有区别。
Yeah, because the material world is his energy. It's a transformation of his different energy.
物质世界是神的能量，是神的能量的转化。
So material.Energy and spiritual energy are all not different from Krishna.
物质能量和灵性的能量跟 Krishna 没有区分。
The material energy is separated from Krishna, though, but the spiritual energy is not separated from him.
物质能量是与 Krishna 分离着的能量，而灵性能量是没有跟 Krishna 分离。
When the material energy is used for Krishna's service, then it becomes spiritual.
当物质能量被用于服务 Krishna 的时候，它就变成了灵性的了。
Just like you put the metal bar into the fire, it becomes like fire.
正像把金属棒放在火中，金属棒就变得像火一样。
So Krishna is the cause of all causes.
Krishna 是万源之源。
If we just, we have to try to understand this knowledge, to understand how everything is but his energy.
我们应该努力地理解这门知识，理解一切都是 Krishna 的能量。
Nothing in this world which is not produced by the spiritual energy of Krishna.Everything is produced by the spiritual energy of Krishna.
在这个世界上没有一样事物不是由 Krishna 的能量、灵性能量产生的，一切都产生于 Krishna 的灵性能量。
Just like the different aromas, different fragrances, scents which come from the ground, they are, the cause of the different fragrances is the earth.
就像所有这些芳香，所以这些气味都是来自于土，土壤，土壤是所有香味的根源。
Just like a water pot is made from clay, and that clay comes from the earth. The pot is just clay, it's just coming from the earth, but it's used to carry water.
正像这个水罐是用泥土 陶土所制成的，它是来自于土壤，但是它用来盛水。
So the original ingredient of the pot is the clay, and there's no difference between the pot and the original ingredient, the earth. But they're in a the pot is being transformed.To do that particular work, to be a pot, to carry water.
在原始的这个陶罐的原始元素和泥土，它是一样的，是没有什么区别的。但是由于这种转型，这陶罐呢就能行使装水的功能。
So the original cause is Krishna, and the varieties, they are coming from Krishna.
所以原初的原因是 Krishna, 但是所有的这些多样化是来自于 Krishna.
Just like if you study the earth, you will also learn about all the different things which come from the earth, byproducts from the earth.
正如我们研究泥土就会对于从泥土中产生出的所有副产品也会略知一二。
In the same way, if we understand Krishna, then we'll understand everything in relation to this world, in relation to Krishna. Everything is in relation to Krishna.
同样的，当我们明白了 Krishna, 也会明白，就是这个世界上的万事万物。在跟 Krishna 的关联当中的举办是万物的情况。
We just need to understand Krishna, and then everything will be understood because it's nothing separate from him.
我们只需要去理解 Krishna, 之后就能明白一切，因为没有什么事物是跟 Krishna 分割着的。
Just like in the Srimad Bhagavatam in the first verse, Srila Vyasadeva says, Satyam Param Dimahi, that we have to understand the Supreme Truth, Krishna.
就像圣典波迦瓦坛第一篇第一章诗节一 Satyam Param Dimahi, 要冥想的是至尊绝对真理。
So the material world depends onSpiritual existence.
物质世界是依赖于灵性的存在。
And everything exists by the potency of the Supreme Lord.
一切都是依赖着至尊主的能量而存在着。
But the Lord is, we can't see him. That he's, we don't see him. But he's there in everything.
但 但是我们却看不见主，但是主却是存在于万事万物之内的。
So we'll stop here.
那我们讲课部分就到这里。
Any questions?
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. 暂时我们房间里还没有提问，我想先问一个问题，就是今天讲课当中，就说到了我们这个物质躯体，所有的这些都是土元素嘛，都是假象，然后我们感到的这种疲劳也是一种假象，那么是不是因为，但是我们在这个做的服务过程当中肯定会感到这种疲劳啊，或者是假如说我们联谊的时候可能会觉得充满了这种力量，但是联谊结束之后就会感觉很疲惫，是不是这个也是我们没有超越这个躯体化的概念呢？
Yes， 对，是这样。We've not 我们没有超过我们物质的概念。This is the problem。There's so much in the bodily consciousness.
问题就在于此。我们处在躯体化概念当中。
But we see, you know, the really elevated devotees, you know, the Goswamis of Vrindavan, Srila Prabhupada, how they worked. You know, they didn't feel tired. You know, they're always working.Prabhupada never felt any jet lag. He was always traveling. But, you know, we never heard Prabhupada say, oh, I'm great, I'm so much stressed, oh, I'm jet lagged. We never heard that.
像那些进步的奉献者，比如说温达文的六勾斯拉米，还有像施德普拉普帕的，他们从来没有这种显出来疲劳的样子。但是他们都是在不停地为 Krishna 做着服务。圣帕帕的他从来没有就是受到时差的干扰，他从来没有说我觉得就是因为时差我感到很疲倦，我感到很紧张。
Yeah, the Goswamis, they conquered over eating and sleeping. They could hardly, they just forgot all about eating.But their bodies always remained okay. They didn't suffer. You know, they didn't get sickness. They didn't get, you know, weakness. Their bodies somehow, because they were on the spiritual platform, they were never affected by the material conditions.
六勾沙弥们，他们不吃也不睡，他们实际上是忘记了吃进食。但是他们的躯体仍然维系着，他们也没有感觉到苦，悲苦，也没有感觉到疲劳，也没有感觉到虚弱，他们实际上是在灵性层面上的，所以不会受到物质境况的影响。
那我没有说他们不吃也不睡， but they conquered over eating and sleeping. In other words, they minimized, they greatly minimized it.
Sorry, 对不起，我翻译错了，不是不吃不睡，而是他们征服了吃和睡，就他们把吃和睡都减少到了最低。
Even though they were in old age, usually we see people in old age, they're very tired often, but the Goswamis were, you know, they were always energetic.
即便是六勾沙弥他们到老年的时候，一般就是老年人都会感到疲劳，但是六勾沙弥们他们都是精力充沛的。
You can see Srila Prabhupada dancing in the kirtan and Rathi Atra, although he's nearly 80 years old, but he was taking part in the Rathi Atra and dancing in the kirtan.
圣帕帕德他在弹车节上在 Kirtan 期间呢，他在那里 跳舞，即便他都80岁高龄了，但他仍然在参加着这个弹车级的这些跳舞。
And Prabhupada would wake up every night at midnight and start translating. He would just sleep for a couple of hours, and then he would be translating.
圣帕巴德会在就是半夜的时候醒来。就开始翻译，他实际上只睡几个小时。
两个小时。
两个小时，哦，他只睡两个小时。
Yeah, he would go to take, he would have his massage in the night, and then he would take rest about 10 o'clock, and then 12 o'clock he'd wake up again and begin translation.
他是晚上10点当中的时候呢，他接受按摩，之后他夜里12点就醒来了，之后马上就开始翻译。
And you know he wouldn't use he didn't need an alarm clock to wake up. He would just wake up.
他也从来不用闹钟把自己闹醒，他其实就是12点就自动醒了。
He was regulated.
他的活动全都是很有规律的活动。
So he conquered over the demands of the body.
他征服了这躯体的需求。
We cannot imitate these things, of course, but we should understand this, that one who is really on the spiritual platform, that they transcend these bodily demands.
我们是不能模仿他们的，但是我们要明白的一点是，就是在灵性层面上活动的人，他是超越了躯体的需求的。
You see, Haridas Thakur, Haridas Thakur being beaten in 22 marketplaces.
Haridas Thakur, 他在22个市场上受到鞭打。
Other people would have died long before, but somehow he survived.
其他的人倘若像他那样受到鞭打的话，那就是打几下子就已经都不在了。但是 Haridas Thakur, 他还活着。
Because he's on the spiritual platform.
他是在灵性层面上。
Similarly, Prahlad Maharaj, his father tried to kill him in so many ways, but no harm could come to Prahlad.
同样的 ，Prahlad Maharaj, 他的父亲就想方设法的要杀死他，但是他没有受到伤害。
So, we're hearing about these great spiritual personalities. We cannot imitate them, but we can appreciate their spiritual position.
我们听到就这些伟大人物的事迹，我们是无法模仿他们的，但是我们可以欣赏他们的境况。
Okay, Paman, you bear the Vantima.
是的，顾正，那我们如何的能够逐渐的超越这个躯体化的概念，达到这种灵性的，就是跨越这个躯体的这个束缚呢？能做到吗
？Well, it's going to take some time. It's not such an easy thing. It's a very high level of Krishna consciousness.
这需要花时间，不是那么容易的事情。这是很高的，高级的 Krishna 直觉。
Yeah, we have to practice carefully Krishna consciousness sadhana, intensely hearing and chanting, and just become. We want to become more absorbed in thought of Krishna.
我们要小心谨慎的修行。Krishna 是觉得 sadhana 专注的聆听唱诵，更专心的冥想想着 Krishna。
Prabhupada gave the example about you put the metal bar in the fire and the bar becomes like fire. So it doesn't happen immediately. You have to leave the bar in the fire for some time. And then gradually the bar becomes hot, hot like a fire.
Prabhupada 举的例子是把一根金属棒放在火中，这根棒不会立即变热。你要把这个金属棒放在火中一段时间之后，这根金属棒就会变得像火一样炙热。
So the same way we want to be in contact with Krishna, then we can overcome the material nature.
以同样方式，我们希望能接触到 Krishna, 这样就能征服物质自然。
Our body can become spiritualized by the grace of Krishna.
骑着 Krishna 的仁慈，我们的躯体就得以灵性化。
好的，好的，谢谢 Guru。我们有问题了，您看到吗 ？Guru Mataji 还是我来读？
您读吧。
好，有一位新朋友 ，Catherine， 这个怎么读？我不知道。感谢老师，刚才您谈到身体累，灵魂不累，又说到，累是心意的虚构，有点不明白，就是这种累是心意的虚构是什么意思？他想请Guru再解释一下。累是从哪里来的？如果不累的话，怎么需要睡眠呢？
Yeah, what is it? Shuro?
Mental cognition of the mind.
Well, the tiredness comes from identifying with a particular situation.
疲劳感是来自与一个特定情况的认同。
And we are identifying with particular things we're doing, efforts required, and because of our conditioning, we are thinking, I'm tired.
我们认同于我们做的事情，认同于付出的努力，认同于这种状况，然后我们就觉得我累了。
We're allowing our mind to become absorbed in that particular activity which we're doing, and the mind is telling us.That I'm tired, this is very hard work, we're working very much, I feel very tired. Mind is telling us we're tired, so we think, yeah, I must be tired. But actually, we're not really tired.
我们允许心意专注于特定活动，心意就告诉我们，我做了这么多工作，我工作了这么努力，我累了。然后我们就想，哦，那我一定是累了。
Remember last class we were talking about neglecting the mind. If we allow the mind to become very controlling, then we'll have a lot of problems.
在上节课当中，我们谈到要忽视心意。如果我们允许心意处在就是控制的地位上，那么就会出现很多问题。
So we have to transcend the mind. You want to transcend these different demands of the body. It's all coming from the mind. The mind is saying, and tired. We're not, just like when we have a spiritual festival. When we have a spiritual festival, we can work very hard. We can do wonderful things. We do a lot of work. We don't even feel tired.
我们一定要超越心意，超越躯体的需求。就是这一切是来自于躯体的需求，也是来自于心意的。心意会说：“我累了。”比如说，在灵性的节日上，我们做大量的工作，做很多奇妙的事情，但是我们并不累。
Sometimes when we're very enthused and very happy, we like doing something very much. We can work very hard. We don't even feel tired at all.
有时候我们感到特别的热情，有特别快乐，喜欢做一件事，这时候我们就根本不感到疲劳，不累。But
when we do something and we're not very eager to do it, We very quickly get tired. And we don't like to do something, or we object to having to do something. We do it unwillingly, then very quickly we get tired.
但是我们在做着自己并不想做的事情，很不情愿地做着这些事情的时候，很快就累了。
Haribol?
Haribol.
你的声音断了。断了。
Hare Krishna.
Okay. Okay. Did I answer all the questions? 我回答他的问题吗？
这位新朋友，你看Guru的回答你满意吗？ 然后我们下一个问题，Divya Shakti Mataji。 顶拜咕噜，感谢翻译。我现在每天早上都听YY讲课，有时觉得时间不够用，我是不是要有选择的听？我现在把博迦梵歌和圣典博迦瓦坛当作重点来学习。我的问题是，不能泛泛的听课，要选择听，是这样吗？
I didn't understand it all.
Divya Shakti Mataji said she's listening to the YY class every morning. She felt the time is not enough. Should she select the class? Now she put the importance on Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. Her question is that she shouldn't just listen. She has to select a class.
Okay. I think there's no harm for Divya Shakti to listen to all the classes because you're not working. You've got time. You're not so busy that you don't have time. You have nothing else to do but hear.
Guru妈妈说，她觉得Divya Shakti听所有的课没有什么妨害，没有什么伤害，因为Divya Shakti妈妈姐她不工作，她有时间，您也不忙，您有没有别的事情可以做，没有别的事情要做。And
everybody who is giving class, they have something to say, you learn something from them.
每个人都 讲课，他们都有要说的话，您就可以从他们那里学习。So
it's good for you to hear the class. If you don't hear the class, what are you going to do?
所以对您来说听课是有好处的。如果不听课，那您做什么呢？
You're going to sleep more?
是不是有花更多的时间睡觉？
You're going to space out more? Space out, you know, you're going to be doing nothing.
或者是就是走神了, 什么也不做, 出神。
That's good for you. Hear the classes. Hear all the classes. Very nice.
对您是有好处的，就是所有的课都听，这一点很好。
This is the mercy of COVID-19. To give you more time to hear and chant.
这是COVID 就是新冠病毒的仁慈，给您有足够这个时间可以听这么多讲课。
下一个问题。
好的，下一个问题。Subhuti Loima Prabhu， 顶拜咕噜的莲花族，问题是如何变得精力充沛？
How to become energetic?
How to become energetic? By being energetic, you simply have to do it. Be energetic.
通过精力充沛就变得精力充沛。你只要去，就是精力充沛，就能够精力充沛。
Associate with people who are energetic, and you'll become like them.
和精力充沛的人联谊，你就能跟他们一样变得精力充沛了。
Prabhupada defines enthusiasm as endeavoring for Krishna consciousness, endeavoring in Krishna consciousness with intelligence.
圣帕巴德给热情下的定义就是在怀着智慧在 Krishna 知觉当中努力。
Yeah. You want to be enthusiastic? Enthusiasm is an important qualification. Rupa Goswami says, Utsahan Nishtayat Daryat. The six things are very good for progressing in devotional service. And he mentions enthusiasm, patience, determination.
热情是一项很好的资格。就 Rupa Goswami 就在教诲的甘露就提到了，就热情 Usaha 提到有利于奉献服务的六项这个品质，热情、耐心、有决心。
So that enthusiasm means also energetic like that means, you know, not being lazy.
热情。就跟精力充分很相似，就是不懒惰。
We can do much more than what we think we can do. We tend to think we can't do very much. We limit ourselves what we can do, but actually we can usually do much, much more than what we think we can do.
我们可以比我们自己想象的，做更多的事情。我们的想象就是限制了我们的活动，但实际上我们本来是可以从事更多的活动。
So keep trying to do more.
努力的做更多的事服务。
Okay.
好的，下一个问题，穿出了吗，德吉？顶拜咕噜戴，感恩翻译。过几天就是主克什那的显现日了，我们应该如何庆祝？请 Guru Day 给予一些训示指导。Hare Krishna。
Well, you can read the Krishna book all day.
你们可以一整天朗读《Krishna 快乐的泉源》这本书。
You can chant 64 rounds.
你们可以念诵六十四圈。
Stay awake till midnight.
就是一直到半夜十二点 之前就不睡觉
make an offering,
清醒
make an offering to Krishna just before midnight make an offering to Krishna of some ekadasi food
在子夜十二点之前给 Krishna 供奉食物或者是供奉 ekadasi 食物
and then at midnight offer arti to Krishna
在半夜十二点钟为 Krishna 供奉 Arti 灯仪
and chant the holy name
唱诵圣名
after offering Arti break your fast take Mahaprasadam
做完 Arti 灯仪之后荣耀 Mahaprasadam 打破戒食
If you want to invite some friends to be with you on that occasion, very good.
在节日上，如果你们想邀请朋友，是很好的。
If you're not able to invite friends, then just try to take the take association of devotees from the internet.
如果无法邀请朋友的话，就利用网络的联谊。
Hear the classes, listen to the kirtans, join the kirtans from the internet.
在网络上聆听讲课，聆听 kirtan, 加入到 kirtan 当中。
Okay.转出来明白吗
好的 Gurudev Lila Madaji 可能还有一个问题他正在发上来我还没看到那 我还有一个问题刚才就是在讲课当中已经讲到了就是所有的一切都是Krishna 的能量嘛那么我能不能这么理解就是说越是灵性上越接近主的就是越超然的或者是说我们灵性越接近完美的然后它的灵性能量越高然后也就是越接近主就像太阳光一样离太阳越近的它那个阳光就越强然后离太阳越远的这个光线它就越弱是不是可以这样理解就是我们还这个灵性的能量是不是有强有弱的
Well, links in the non line. Our spiritual power, you could say it's progressive. It's from our previous life as well. You know, the previous life, where were we and what was our situation? And it's not only just this life, but you know, we have something maybe from the previous life, which helps to make it so much easier for some people. Some people in their previous life, they were already quite pure or quite advanced.
这是一个过程，一个进步的过程。有的人他们前一世就已经非常进步了因为不只是这一世的情况就有前世对我们有很大的帮助有的人在前世已经相当进化了相当进步了
So they were already somewhere near to Krishna Some people are near to Krishna and some are far away
有些人他们离 Krishna 近有些人离 Krishna 远
Prabhupada said one time, at least one time, he said, you know, like Indian people, because they're born in India, they're quite near to Krishna. But he said people like us from the West, said we are far away from Krishna.
Prabhupada 曾经说过，诞生在印度的那些印度人，他们离 Krishna 就近，而像我，像 诞生在西方国家的就离 Krishna 远。
But it said, we're Westerners, it said, we're moving towards Krishna, and the Indian people, they're moving away from Krishna.
帕帕说，但是西方，我们这些西方人正在向 Krishna 走过去，而那些印度人正在背离 Krishna， 就离 Krishna 越来越远。
Because the Indian people, they're more interested in the Western advancement. They think Western civilization is more advanced, more comfortable, more sense gratification, and they're attracted by it.
The 印度人，他们认为西方更进步，更文明。他们的生活更舒适，有更多的感官享乐。
And Western people, we're disgusted with the sense gratification, with the material life.
而我们这些西方人对于物质生活已经厌倦了。
We're looking for some alternative.
我们在寻求一些别的替代品。
还有，
还有一个问题，谢谢姑的回答。Lila Madaji的问题，他想请问我们怎么才能有理解灵性知识的智慧呢？
灵性知识的机会 ，the chance。To get spiritual knowledge.
No. How can we have the wisdom to understand spiritual knowledge?
Oh. How can we have the wisdom to understand spiritual knowledge? Okay. Well, we have to be guided by Sadhu, Shastra, and Guru.
我们需要得到萨杜萨舍咕噜，就是圣人经典咕噜的指导。
We have to have faith. We have to develop faith in these things, faith in the words of the guru and faith in the shastra. And that faith, you know, sometimes it may be faith which we have already acquired in the previous life.
我们需要发展对guru 经典的话语的信心，而这些信心呢，也许在前一世已经培养起来了。
You see, some people they're attracted, they can immediately appreciate and take up the spiritual path. They don't have any arguments.
有些人他们。就被灵修道路吸引，他们也欣赏灵修道路，立刻就接纳，毫不争论。
We see in Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita also four kinds of people who come to Krishna consciousness. Chatur vidha vidanti mam jnana sukritino Arjuna.Arto Jignasur Artati Gyanicha Bharatashabha. There are four kinds of people who are all pious. They all have some pious activities. And they come to Krishna consciousness for different reasons.
在《薄伽梵歌》的这个诗节，主 Krishna 就说到，有四类虔诚的人，他们由于虔诚活动会接近他，他们有不同的原因来接近他。
Some come in search of wealth, some come in distress, some come out of curiosity, and some come in search of knowledge.
有些人是来寻求钱财，有些人是为了缓解痛苦，有些人出于好奇，有些人寻求绝对知识。
So the best is the one who comes for knowledge. So of the four kinds of people, that these people should all come to the position of knowledge, taking the knowledge.
在这四类人当中，最好的是寻求绝对知识的人。这四类人，他们都应该上升到知识的层面。
Of course, the goal of knowledge is to surrender to Krishna.
当然，知识的目标是臣服 Krishna.
So if somebody comes to Krishna consciousness and they have strong faith, then they don't worry so much about the knowledge and the philosophy. They just want to surrender to Krishna.
所以那些对 Krishna 知觉有强烈信心的人，他们并不担心知识，不担心哲学，他们只是想臣服。
And they can go on, and by surrendering to Krishna, Krishna will give them all the knowledge. It will all be revealed to them.
他们继续进步，就随着他们臣服 Krishna, Krishna 赐予他们知识。会揭示他自己。
So it's not really easy for us to understand why somebody has a lot of faith and somebody doesn't, but it must be something to do with the previous lives and also this life.
所以就是为什么有的人有那么大的信心，有的时候是难以理解的，但是这一定是跟他们的前世也跟今生有很大关系。
But it can also be due to the mercy of a great devotee, that the great devotee can give mercy to that soul.
那很可能也是由于一个伟大灵魂的仁慈，因为这个伟大的灵魂给予了这个人很多的仁慈。
Even though somebody is very sinful, very unqualified, he may take the mercy, he may get the mercy. Somehow, by some chance, he gets the mercy from a devotee.
即便一个人罪恶深重，没有资格，但是无论如何。他就得到了这个机会，可以获得这份仁慈。
Okay, thank you very much.
非常感谢大家。
好的，我没有更多的问题了。
Okay.
可以到这里。
今天到这里啊。Okay, Hare Krishna.Thank you, Guru Mani. Thank you, Sati.
好，谢谢 Guru Maharaj 给我们的精彩的讲课和耐心的解答，辛苦了。也感谢大家耐心的聆听和提出的好问题，感谢 Guru Mani。
那，我应该讲课的，可能是星期二是不是 Janmashtami 吗？那天？
星期二不是。我们中国应该是周三。
周三
星期三我们是 Janmashtami， 星期四是 Papa 的显现日。
怎么安排有特别的活动吗？
我还不知道，没有听说，因为可能有一些我们有一些地方已经能够线下的正常联谊了，可能各个地方也会有这个自己的联谊庆祝吧。网上的节目还没定，我不知道，我再问一下。
OK，
好，然后我再告诉您 Guru Day。
好吧。
好，
谢谢您。
好
，OK， 晚安，大家晚安。
晚安，
晚安
，Hare Krishna。
Hare Krishna。